At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What is the best story that you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Svetlana. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, good afternoon.
Hola.
So I don't have the best things from the marriage. I have the worst one. Would you like to hear those?
Well, I mean, sure, if that's what you'd like to share.
Well, I just ended my 25 years old marriage with my ex-husband, who is listening to the program now. I know he is. He's always listening. He's working as an auto mechanic. And he probably is pacing around now trying to turn off his radio because everybody's in the shop will be listening to that as well. But what I would like to say is that it was a really, really hard decision to end this marriage because it's been 25 years, but he is an extremely functional alcoholic. He's the guy who drinks every single day. He drinks beer, and beer dictates his life, and practically he chose bottle. You know, he didn't choose his family.
Okay.
But the thing is, what he did to me, you never know the person until you go through divorce. That's a really
Want to get to know someone, divorce them. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So he became really spiteful and really vindictive. So what he did once, he came back here last October, a month after I asked him to leave the house. He took my modem, he took my router, he took ring cameras, he took everything that actually my life relies on because I work from home and I need my internet connection. So I had to run to Costco next day and buy everything. When he was leaving, he took the valves from my tires, and I had flat tires, and I had to go to the office next day. You know, those are little details. But once he came to the house and he took my vibrator,
It took your vibrator? Wow.
He took vibrator, and listen to that, what happened after that.
Okay.
A few days after he took my vibrator, I knew that he did that, among with the prescription glasses, with the progressive lenses. I don't know why the hell he needed my glasses.
So you couldn't find your vibrator.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So here's the thing. We had a windstorm one day, and I was backing up from the house from my driveway, and it's like an angle, and I looked on top of a roof and I see something is pink there, and I'm like, what is that? Kind of weird, you know, there was a lot of debris from the windstorm, but there's something pink. So I called the gardeners, they came next day, and they blew from the top of my roof my vibrator, so he threw it on top of a roof.
Oh, all right.
This is a 52 years old man that never grew up, never matured. And he became so spiteful that he did that to me. But that's not
Were you able to clean the thing off? Were you able to salvage it?
No, I actually packed it and it's in his actually belongings. He doesn't know it yet, but I sent it with his belongings together. So one day he will have a surprise.
Okay. Well, maybe it's time to move on to a new sex toy as well.
There you go. An upgrade.
That's great.
So, but this is not the end what he did to me. I mean, it was in 9 months of excruciating pain that he instilled in me for 25 years of taking care of him. So he took a sacred picture of my body that he had in his phone, and he gave it to his attorney. And she printed out those pictures and brought them to court to say that I'm sexually harassing him.
Oh, my God.
What?
Of my body.
Did the judge drop that?
Oh, my attorney went ballistic, and he said that it's not okay to show those pictures in the court, and they're not necessary, and it's completely unfair. But imagine that you live with the person. We were husband and wife. We exchanged the freaking bodily fluids. He put me in front of everybody in the court on a page of, like a letter page, my body.
Did he have an attorney?
Yeah.
So I'm shocked that his attorney would allow that to actually happen.
And then she withdrew from representing him because she said she cannot handle the cruelty that he was.
Okay. All right. Well, I was gonna say. Well, I'm sorry. That sucks. Well, at least you're not in that relationship anymore.
And you sent him your damaged vibrator. Wow. That went a lot of directions I didn't see coming, man.
No, that's
Svetlana.
I know. Well, yeah. I giggled at the vibrator.
Well, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Then I felt bad.
I kind of want to see what she looks like.
Well, yeah. She said, "What kind of 52-year-old man would do that?" And I'm giggling as a 55-year-old man because I don't think that was necessary. But yes,
right. She did say that, and I thought every 52-year-old man I know. I mean, not just being spiteful, but the idea of taking a vibrator and throwing it on the roof, like, I'm down with that. I mean,
that seems a little petty.
It is absolutely
petty.
A little petty.
Come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Gum Disease. You may know me by my formal name, Periodontal Disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am Gum Disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's like, right, I've told the story before. One girl, I mean, we dated for a while.
Right.
You fart in your sleep. Well, okay. Right. Like that's gonna be the last thing we're ending on. Like,
was that the final straw?
It was kind of one of those things, right? Like, you know, when just you're already kind of breaking up, then it's like, all right, let's talk one more time, and then yeah, by that point, I'm just like, okay, right. What do you want me to do? I was asleep. Second, like just leave,
right?
Right. Just please.
My favorite one was the drive by pillow.
Yeah, yeah. Had to get that pillow back.
Did you get your pillow back?
Or no, it was her pillow.
All right.
And like, I don't know, that was one of those things too. Like, I was unaware, I guess, that we were like breaking up. And then she's like, well, I need my pillow. I was like, all right. And like, literally drove by, rolled down the window. And I forget, I just went to say something. And she like rolled up the window and took off.
She just took the pillow and drove away.
Cool.
All right.
Oh, good to go.
Got my pillow back. Yeah. That was a very important pillow. Because I would have let that.
When you got a good pillow, you get that pillow back.
I don't know about that.
I didn't mind giving the pillow back. There was just no real communication. It was just like I'm just one of those people. Like, it was only 3 or 4 months, so it wasn't like it had been a super long time.
Right.
But I feel like we should have just talked as opposed to text.
Sure. Yeah.
Just like, I'm done with you. I want my pillow. And I think I was just going to be like, okay, hey, and just took off. So then.
Right. It was good enough to where she had a pillow at your place. Like, that deserves a little face-to-face conversation.
Right.
Or maybe a dinner.
So then you know me. I just deleted the number. Got a couple more calls.
Yeah. Was this the girl that was the racist?
Yeah. the intimacy was high level.
How early on did you know, you think?
Out of 4 months, it was close towards the end.
So, okay.
So it took a little while for you to see.
We both knew it was going to end. But the intimacy, she had a technique that I was not familiar with until this person.
Okay.
She had practiced a certain muscle.
Okay.
Damn racist.
So I just.
Philadelphia Kegels.
Yeah, I was like, I got it at least one more time.
Even after the racist thing, he's like, you know what? She does a thing, man.
You got to keep in mind, right? Like, I've been in some weird spots, right? Like, I've been in a limousine full of people doing coke and it's all white people, and looked at one guy and said, "You need to stop saying that word."
Oh, damn.
Right? So I generally don't mind speaking up when it comes to race, but the intimacy was very good. As I said, I just stood there. I remember I was walking by.
Did you hear her drop like a hard N bomb?
You know where it's going. And I remember I could see myself pacing out front of my building, just like holding the phone down. And it's like, which head is going to decide what we say next?
Right. Me.
Yeah.
You said, come on over. Come on over.
Don't forget about me down here, Ted.
Bring your pillow.
It's like going to a place that has a really good steak, but you know the guy that owns the restaurant is just a POS.
It's Maurice's. It's South Carolina.
There you go.
Right?
Exactly.
Straight up.
Yeah. Again, guy couldn't have been more racist. Didn't hide it. Yeah. But the barbecue was so good.
My God, that barbecue.
Yeah.
A ton of black people.
Yeah. Black
people.
We
know he's racist, but also. He made this, right? I hate to support his cause, but God damn, these ribs are unbelievable.
To this day, right? I don't know what's more awkward. Me and my brother looking at the black couple, and they're like, we're all just kind of looking at each other like, we all know this is wrong. His pulled pork is on fire.
Have you ever had a girl drop the M-bomb on you?
Not a white chick, no.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I have, but no, okay.
Because I don't know, man. I'd be like, what? Maybe you just want to really
get having sex?
Angry, yes.
I don't care.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, look,
has that ever had
it? If you have to be racist with me,
that's what I'm saying.
Can you do it while we're having sex?
we're having sex.
That's all, right? If you get all your opinion to drop an N-bomb, I could disagree with everything you're saying, but if I'm getting up in the guts, it's like, all right, we'll talk later.
All right, so I got a black girlfriend. Can I do this?
I would not try. Oh.
God,
you have changed the game.
Don't even ask that.
Miles, you have changed the game with this one.
He's got black penis.
You were comparing swimming to tennis, man. You're playing a different game.
Just because you got black penis doesn't mean.
Montgomery. Take a look at this.
Just trying to see where they are.
Where's the line here?
Yeah.
There.
That can.
Our question: what is the best story that you have?
I'd give
you
$1,000 to do that. I would
absolutely. Can I?
No. I would give you $1,000.
I mean, you can. You're just going to get your ass.
No, ask her. I know exactly what to ask.
You're going to catch a
wreck. I knew exactly who I would ask.
Can I do it?
Come on. Come on. I just want that.
Come on.
I got $1,000 riding on this. Just let me do it.
You let me do this like $1,000.
I mean, she might just let you walk into it.
Are
like,
you
go
sure?
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she'd be able to stop herself from beating him, though.
It depends on what she was doing.
Yeah. Might want to hang on a second. Yeah.
Miles, I don't know if you could pull that trigger.
I don't know if I can.
Honestly,
do it.
I don't think
I
could. If you had $1,000 riding on it and a go-ahead from her,
I don't
think you could do it.
I don't think I could either.
I thought you should be like, I dare you. Go ahead and say it.
Right.
No, go ahead and say it.
Be like Randy Marsh. Okay. You say so.
I mean, I know what it is, but.
What is the best story you have from any relationship? 206-803-ROCK.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.